Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. See, God has blessed us one more time to come before you because we are here to have an awesome time on Tell the Truth. We're truly, truly thankful that God has blessed us one more time. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. This is WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, and we're number one. We're coming to you on the first and third Tuesday of each month. We started at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell the Truth is truly, truly an opportunity to be on a real talk show that focuses on today's life issues. So we plan on having an awesome time tonight. Our call-in number to be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line so you can be a part of this awesome show. We want to make it do what it do. So God has blessed us one more time. You know, we're trying hard with our technology so we can make sure we get everything in place so you'll get a chance to check us out. We're trying to get our team up. My co-host, we wanted to go use the technology. I have the room out there. I sent an invite out. Hopefully, we'll get an opportunity where she can be a part of it. That's Lisa Levine. When we talk about Tell the Truth, we're talking about topics and being totally honest about it. Our topic for tonight's show is America struggling or thriving? And I want you to think about it. Also, you can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBHW Internet Talk Radio. So glad to have that opportunity to be international. Also, you can check us out on Twitter. You can tweet the show if you get an opportunity and you want to be a part of this. It is at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at The Smith Way Production, along with at Lorenza D. Smith 15. See, God is so good. He has blessed us one more time. And if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and we have an opportunity to work together through their handle, which is their Instagram handle, and their page is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. So God is good. He has blessed us one more time. Also, we're time to time being broadcast from President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. It is good to be here. We're on Facebook. We was trying to get it so we can have a room created up so we'll get a call. And look like we managed to get our co-host in here. And if she looked up, she can see she's up on our stream on the back. Man, I'm real excited because we're truly blessed. How you doing, Lisa? Awesome, awesome. Y'all just don't know how this means a lot for us being able to get this up because we've been working at it now. And I told her she was going to be able to get it up where people can see her in the background along with myself. So all family members, make sure you're on the call as well so you can see us doing what we're doing. Again, it's all about getting the word out. That's what Telling the Truth is all about. WBSW Radio, the Internet Station, is all about. Now, on Facebook, as I was saying, facebook.com/DR L. D'Alberto Smith, or you can go to Lisa Farrow. Is it Farrow? Make sure I get it right now. Make sure, what was the lady name back in the day? There she go, Lisa. There she go. Check her out. You can check her out on Facebook as well. Share your thoughts with her. As long as, along with me, you'll get a chance. I made it possible. Here we are. You can see I'm sitting here, and you can see her in the background on our big screen television along with myself. Then I tell you, we're making it do what it do. If you want to catch all of our on-demand episodes, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, along with Truly Tumblr, and YouTube television. So we're trying to get the word out. And we're going to talk about some topics tonight that focus on what's going on in our world. And we want to talk about it because the title of the show is America Struggling or Thriving. And you can have your own opinion about that. And it's okay, but that's why we want to be able to talk about it. There's a lot of issues out there, and we want to take time to talk about those issues. Now, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location, and then you can join us with the chat, and we're going to be talking about is America struggling or thriving with Lisa Levine, along with myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. God is so good. So, Lisa, we want to try to look at some of the titles, some of the focus topics tonight. And we call them focus topics because we want to focus on health. And there are some issues going on with health, and we need to address it. And I focus just about every time we talk about issues, we talk about mental health because we are going through some challenging times. Everybody may think everything is all right with everybody, but that's not true. What we need to do is to continue to share some, hopefully some coping skills, share some understandings about mental health. Then we're going to focus on social issues, some of the major crises that's occurring. We're going to focus on the border, and we want to talk a little bit about it because it not only affects the people down on the border, the states on the border, it also affects you here because we start getting individuals that come in, and we have a right. Our country's always been a country like that, but when you're not prepared for those individuals, your system, your infrastructure will suffer tremendously. So we want to talk about that. And the economic issue we want to focus on tonight is discussing the rising cost of living. And I want Lisa to share some things because even before we moved to what we call inflation, she was experiencing some situations down in South Florida with the rent hike, the leasing hike, the property value in regards to the amount you was paying for a home. You had so many people coming down, and they was causing the prices to go. So we want to talk about it. We're going to talk about the cost of gas. You're talking about, you know, I tried to fill my car the other day. It was about $85, almost $90. And people might say, that's not bad, but when I'm used to putting $40, and now I got to double that amount, and then I'm filling up maybe 2 times a week or 3 times. But those individuals who's traveling, commuting back and forth, that, you know, need to go 40, 50 miles for a job, it can be costly. So we want to talk about the cost of living as well. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, that's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for the smile. Thank you for being on top of it. I know you've been grinding. I know, and you said you was a pet. City recently as well. So you had an opportunity. Yeah, so you always grinding. See, not only you making sure that all the opportunities for everyone that's being loved to be loved by you. Thank you so much, Lisa, for doing that. On our last show, we talked about mental health and mental illness. And one of the things we try to talk about and we share some thoughts on it, I don't think we went in depth. I wanted to come back to it because a lot of people believe that mental health and mental illness is the same thing. Just take away from, take the mental off it. Let's take these two terms or two words, health. When you say mental health, you're talking about the health of your mental capacity. That's what we're talking about. And doing things to so you can get better. You know, when you go to the doctor and you go for a checkup, you're going there for the purpose of getting better or finding out what's going on. So mental health is, in your mind, should be, okay, that's being healthy mentally. Then the other part in comparison is mental illness. They are not the same thing. We know what an illness is. So that's why, that's take mental off. Just take illness. Think about illness. What is an illness? We got to understand, we're talking about, we're at the point where we need some health measures to make sure we're even better. Now we're talking about mental health and mental illness, which is two different things. Lisa, I want you to jump in because, see, the focus is it's being blamed. See, mental health and mental illness is being blamed for the problems in the United States. And I want to first talk about mental health and mental illness. This is
well, I'm going to read because I sometimes think people don't quite get this, that mental illnesses are health conditions involving changes in emotion, thinking, or behavior, or a combination of all. Mental illnesses are associated with distress and are problems functioning, do we hear that part? In social work or family activities, mental illness is nothing to be ashamed of, everyone, but it is an impairment. And it could include substance abuse, schizophrenia, I think we were talking last week, with personality disorders. A lot of these school shooters, they have mental illnesses. You know, a lot of them have antisocial personality disorders, I think, my personal opinion. I'll just leave it at that. But it is an impairment. So I think people need to understand, yes, they do need to understand what the differences are. If you do have a mental illness, sometimes, most times, I have to take medication for it. And there's a stigma behind taking medication, too.
Awesome.
Some people physically can't work because of, you know, if they get so affected, schizophrenia, certain levels of bipolar disorder. Some people can't leave the house, like agoraphobia, you know, different types of, you know, everybody's got something different. It's an impairment where you are on disability because you can't function in society. If that makes sense.
That makes sense. I tell you, Lisa, that's what we have to take time. It's easy to start blaming. Okay,
yes.
That person is, you know, got a mental problem. We don't know what the problem is, but we know that it becomes an illness. You have to understand what this illness is so we can address it. And so, a lot of times, individuals, well, we said see through the crack, we never get a chance to address the issue, because it's amazing, as it talked about Uvalde and the young man, how this was not the first time he has been in issues that was not good for his social surroundings. He talked about how he had problems sometime in school, but his parents. It's so amazing. I don't know whether you had a chance to see the interview. The interview with the mother, if I'm not mistaken, or the grandfather, and they say, they asked him, you know, how you noticed anything? I didn't notice anything. Just noticed he was quiet. I knew he was quiet, but there was other individuals that was encountering him through technology, social media, in the community, there were some individuals that was encountering them in situations that was not good, that was going to be good, and the outcome was going to be in regard. Now, there's been a lot of school shootings. There's been a lot of mass shooting. Over the weekend, we can call out the numbers all over those specific major cities in the country, because we're not saying it's not all over the country, because we won't give you those stats on it, but We know in the major city that's constantly people being shot every weekend and died. You're talking about sometimes 43, 47 people are being shot. And whether you believe it or not, there's going to be some mental effects on that person if you are on the other end of that gun barrel. It's going to cause trauma. So even though they may have not transitioned, and Lord knows those families where they transition, we're praying for them. We want to make sure we're praying for you and let you know that we are here to support you. But the bottom line, those people, even they come out of the hospital, is going to be some lasting effects. I can tell you personally in regards to a traumatic experience I experienced, every now and then it comes back. I can see it like it was yesterday. So we have to address this and not blame. See, we got to get out of the blame game. See, we want to blame everybody or one particular thing for what the reason why we're in the situation. Before we move forward, Lisa, I want to give a shout out to some of these individuals and our listeners and our watchers. And I'm going to give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, member of Zeta Barbados Award Incorporated, Jacqueline Davison joining us as well. Thank you, Jacqueline. And Leslie Levine. And Lisa know who that is. That's her mom. Thank you so much, Ms. Leslie, for joining us. And B.J. Jefferson out of that great state of Tennessee joining us. So thank those individuals. We're thanking you for joining us. And we know there are others going to come in and we'll make sure I chime out and give them a shot. As I want to take a minute to talk about discussing mental health and mental illness, not so much being to blame for everything that's going on in the United States. Let's look at it the other way. Maybe if some people take responsibility instead of blaming, we possibly can see what the problem is. No one wants to accept their responsibility why things are like they are. And everybody wants to point the finger at the other person. I was always told that if you point one finger, that may be 10 pointing back at you. So we have to keep that in mind. Let's stop blaming the gun. Let's stop blaming because of your living situation. Let's stop blaming. Let's accept the responsibility when we go out and inflict devastation on our people that we say we love. Then we have to accept the responsibility and not the blame game. And I truly want us to see that. And that's pretty much how I see it. And I want Lisa, she can jump in right here to share her thoughts.
I mean, I feel like this sometimes, you know, just I've been in this field almost 30 years, you know, and it's hard, you know, we get blamed a lot. Mental health professionals, we get blamed a lot. And one of the reasons, you know, I had an opportunity to work, you know, I work with professional athletes. I do counseling with a lot of males. I stopped treating children for a reason. People were completely shocked. Why did I stop treating children for therapy and just stick with it with my yoga program? Because when you get parents that get angry, they don't want to take responsibility. And I know if I had to, and somebody came to me nicely and said, "Hey, look, I'm concerned. You brought your child into me for a reason. Mm-hmm. Here's a plan." They don't want to hear that. I mean, I've been yelled at, cursed at, verbally abused. It's not just me. It's a lot of us are taking hits. We're just trying to help you. And so I had to make this decision, a life-changing decision, and say, we're not here to blame you. We're here to help you restructure your home. What do we need to do for your child? Let's rule some things out. Let's try some new things. I think medication with kids is a last resort unless they really need it. Diet change, vitamin change. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, I notice even with our yoga program, I've seen so much change, like this year, you know, in just where the kids started. And they had just come back into school. They use the technique. We're teaching them awareness. Oh, I'm feeling kind of funny today, or my heart's beating really fast. I have a headache. You know, you have to listen to kids and they're telling you stuff like that. And I look at these shooters, I don't care what anybody says. Those families knew exactly something was wrong, even down here. They knew something was wrong. And to me, if you know that your child or someone in your home has a problem and you're looking the other way or letting them, I'm not going to get into the whole gun thing, but I guess, you know, bringing a firearm in the house or being inappropriate, harming animals, these are all red flags and warning signs. But you're right. We have to stop blaming and find solutions. And I guess that's why I just said no more with the therapy to the kids. I was doing 16 and older now, 18 and older. I just felt like, you know, you're attacking us, you're attacking psychiatrists, you're attacking teachers at school, you know, and then when we make a report or we bring this to DCF or the police, well, they haven't done anything yet. That is the answers we get, Dr. Lowe. And it happened to me personally. Not going to get into details, but I had to make reports. Well, they haven't done anything. Well, we're trying to prevent something from happening. So, you know, if you don't want inpatient, I've said it before, I think we need long-term facilities back in place that are affordable for people so that they can get help. Protocols. You know, you can't just keep looking the other, oh, I didn't know. Oh, they were on Facebook, or, oh, they were playing violent videos. You know, that's, I guess, what this kid, they were saying he was doing stuff on social media. I mean, down here, it was well aware, this young man, this person, I don't say his name of it, but he had a million problems, and it's documented. It's been documented, and then everybody, it's like, you wait until something happens, and then people come out and say, well, it's either I didn't know or, oh, yeah, we did know something was wrong. And that's the problem. Don't look the other way because I'd rather be wrong. You know, I'd rather have made a wrong decision and made a phone call to, you know, state or law enforcement to report someone that I'm concerned about. But you get backlash. We're just trying to find solutions. I'm a solution-focused person. If there's a problem, let's figure it out. And figure out how to make things better. Some of these illnesses, no, they can't be fixed. And I tell people, personality disorders, narcissism, borderline, bipolar, there's a whole slew. You can't fix that. You can't fix it. So we have to figure out medication. Do they need inpatient treatment? But every shooter we've seen, they're white males. Some of them are from good, well-to-do families. You know, their age is, what, 18 to 25? Mm-hmm. And it's the same, you're looking at the same type of behavior and what's being done. You know, everyone fights about it. That's what I don't like either. It becomes political, and it shouldn't be a political issue. It should be, here's the problem. What are we going to try to do to make things better? You know, and all health stuff. I mean, I'm dressed like this because my friend Jolene and I, right after work, we go to the beach every Wednesday. You know, we go walk, we get some yoga. Guys, these are things you should be doing to take care of yourself. You know, if you have anxiety, mood issues, you're feeling overwhelmed, depressed, stressed out, whatever it is, those types of things you're feeling, you can use coping skills for. And I'm very good on movement. Moving around.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa, so much. Let me tell you, because she gave some powerful points there. And I want to focus on one particular thing that you said about denial. A lot of times we are in denial. I would use, for example, some experience I encountered through my career and dealing with families and sharing with them their son may be associated with gangs. They're in total denial. They are bringing those things in their home and they're bringing them to school because I know I have confiscated some of the work that they more or less being trained to learn. And when I shared with the parents, they are in denial. They just don't see their child. But see, that's that stigma that we have in our community. Apparently, it's not just a certain cultural people. Everybody have a stigma of denial. We're denying that our family member may have issues need to be addressed. Our family member may have a mental illness and he needs help. She needs help. We don't want to do that because we don't want our peers looking at us like we didn't do the job we're supposed to. The truth of the matter, if we have those issues, you do your job when you take the time to address those issues. And too many times, we don't want to do that. We would rather push them, put them back in the closet. We don't want nobody to know what's going on in our house. But you know what? It's going to come out raging. And unfortunate with all of the mass shootings we're having, some of these situations come from being denied. They're in denial. And truly what needs to be addressed in the society, and we want to spend as much money, billions of dollars, we need to focus on providing some mental health, not just awareness, but some mental health, teaching our people in schools to deal with situations, making them aware of situations, and coping skills. Just because you say coping skills, everybody don't know what coping skills are. They don't even realize that whatever you do to take yourself away from a situation, it was amazing. I'm glad you said that, Lisa, because I'm going to make it simple for some people. I went to get some lab work today, and I was there, and they checked your blood pressure about 3 times to make sure it's all the same. So the lady was telling me, she checked it. Okay, you look pretty good. Let me check it again. Okay, you look great. And she went to the old-fashioned way, to put that finger on there and check it. Okay, you look pretty good. She said, let me tell you something. This was a coping skill she was sharing with me. She said, when you go to get your blood pressure checked, when you sit down in the chair, sit down, put both feet on the floor, sit up straight with your chest up, breathe from your deepness like a singer singing from that below those cabins. And then she said, think about something nice. Is that not a coping skill for your blood pressure? Because we go there with a mindset, what they call the white coat mindset. And then, you know, we see a white coat, which is, if you don't know, we talk about a doctor wearing a white coat. We're getting nervous because we're afraid he's going to come and tell us something that could be life-changing for us. But it was amazing. That is a coping skill. If I was not listening, that means I would have took it for granted. I'm sharing it with you all because that's something you can do because it was shared with me. Let me give a shout-out. We had several people joining us, and I want to make sure we give a shout-out. Victoria's Attitude joining us. Thank you, Victoria's Attitude is joining us. We have Lauren Forge joining us. It's Jolene West joining us. Marvin Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and the chapter that's co-sponsored these shows. Thank you, Marvin Smith, as well. Those are people that are coming in since I last gave a shout-out, and I wanted to make sure I give it. But that is something, when we said coping skills, you said before you came home, you and your friend, y'all went out to the beach, and she's here checking because she said, I'm supporting. See, another thing is we have to support one another. See, and that's a coping skill, too, because you know people care about you, taking time to listen to. So we got to stop allowing everything to ball up inside of us. And then we come with the explosion. A lot of these mass murder. We asked the question, why in Chicago now, you know, reading from the weekend, 43 individuals shot, 17 died. What was so balled up in that person inside where they decided to shoot and kill someone. I didn't say one person shot 47 people. 47 people were shot over the weekend. And the thing about it, it becomes some 3 or 4 people, so it becomes a mass shooting. What is going on? And some people told me, and I debated with them. It was spirited. It was because of COVID. I said, okay. I told them, I said, okay. I went through COVID, but I'm not out shooting anybody. I can only use myself. I can't use nobody else now. I don't know. I'm saying, so let's not blame. There we go with the part we talked about earlier, blaming someone, something, event for the reason we go out and do wrong. Jump in there, Lisa.
Yeah, I go back and forth with this because I'm sorry, but people were acting out before COVID, and now they're using it as an excuse. And the issue is, okay, it was inconvenient for a couple years.
Yep.
But, you know, then I say to people, look at someone like Anne Frank during the Holocaust, who was locked up hiding. Like, people today, they just have this sense of entitlement or this anger. And, you know, I was thinking about that, and it's like, Anne Frank was hiding out. You know, people were hiding, the Jews, you know, people were hiding during the Holocaust.
Yep.
But people had to do what they had to do. And I guess with us, because of technology or being controlled, I don't know, I'm not going to discount anybody's feelings on any of this. I mean, I'm more concerned about these children being behind. Their anxiety levels are really bad. They're behind academically. That's my biggest concern with this whole lockdown situation. But the whole thing is, it doesn't give you the right to take. You could be angry. Maybe you lost your business. And I'm sorry for anybody that has lost their business, lost a loved one. But to take your anger out on someone like me or someone like you, or, you know, I have people telling me stories all the time because people come at them. And it puts you on a defense, and then sometimes I don't feel like really going places because I see how people talk to the people in the grocery store or Target. It's not acceptable. It's not appropriate. I think I wrote in a post about it, guys. If you continue to verbally abuse people, one, you're going to wind up getting arrested if you start acting foolish. And I wonder if we videotape people and show them how they were acting. Would it even affect them? You know, you're having an adult temper tantrum over something. It's over. I would get it this way. The COVID, what happened, it's done. It's in the past. Stay present. And if these kids can pick themselves up and get back to school and get through the day, most of them are going to summer school. They don't get to go to camp the full day. If they can do it, why can't we regularly? Why? I have kids. One of my schools, Eagle Ridge, but like those kids there, I'm told when they get to the aftercare, they meditate. They do the tapping technique. They do this whole tapping thing. They breathe. They know how to self-regulate. They're self-aware. I think the adults don't know how to self-regulate. And they go from 0 to 100. And I don't know if it's something in the frontal lobe because I've been reading more about frontal lobe and lack of impulse control. But guys, taking your anger out on people, would you want someone to do that to your parent, to your child, to your wife? Would you want somebody to go off? Or you look at somebody, or you're not, here's a good example, her and the other day. Who's turn? If I would have turned, I would have hit someone. This guy behind me, he kept honking and honking. And then when I could finally turn, Dr. Lowe, I don't usually get like this. He pulled up next to me, and my whole entire approach. I'm like, "Do you have a gun?" Like, I just couldn't. I had a camera in the car, so it was angled. But I thought, "You're that angry at 7 in the morning when you go take the puppies out. You're that angry because I couldn't turn into ongoing traffic, and huge. This is what we've become now. It was going on before, but what I noticed down here is it's gotten worse. I mean, people, the road rage, the car accidents, the inability to just be patient. I mean, take a mindfulness class, people. Take a mindfulness class. It teaches you how to stay present and focus. That's a coping mechanism. Breathing. Talk to yourself. Oh, I'm really angry right now. The person in front of me isn't turning when I want them to. That's something you can't control. You can't control traffic, accidents, not being able to turn. I mean, if you really think about things that people are getting mad about, my favorite is yelling at the staff in the store when they're out of food and they abuse these poor people in public. They can't control that, guy. They can't dictate what's coming and what's not. So, and everything's on camera now. That's the other issue. And I'm glad they have cameras because I think sometimes maybe people need to see the way they're acting, right?
Exactly.
It's rage. Rage causes inflammation. Mm-hmm. So say, guys, have a bad back, and you're getting so angry like that, that inflammation makes your back work. That's where it goes. It's a weak spot in your body, and you're gonna kill yourself for having a heart attack. It's not worth it. We're present. Most of us are back up and doing things. Thank you. You know, most people are getting healthy or change their, you know, lifestyle. Take a supplement. Take your walk. Do your breathing. Read. Watch funny movies. There's so many things that be happy you have a roof over your head. Be happy you have toothpaste. Food on the table. People don't have, you know, gratitude. That's what's missing. And you're right. Have a support system. Why not check on somebody? How you doing? Haven't heard from you. You doing okay? You need anything? I'm here for simple stuff, guys.
We need a lot. And I tell you, Lisa, you know, given our listeners and watching quite a few coping skills and all that happened. But a lot of time you have to recognize yourself, some of the things that calm you down, some of the things put you in a place of peace. Our ultimate goal is to be in a place of peace because we all have been out on the road and someone has cut us off. And if you can't say anything to them because you don't know what that response is going to be. But we have to understand, how did we cope with that situation? How did we address that situation? We all must identify. I have this thing that I share with my counselor, you know, twice a month, my counselor, and we talk about things that helps me be the best person I can be. And, you know, I share that with you, Lisa, and everybody. It's not my first time saying this. I feel that I use assessment of myself and what I do every day to put me in a position so I can cope with situations. See, experience is a very important thing. You can use it to deal with almost any situation. You don't have to blame anybody for it. Just find out, assess what you did, what happened to you. So tomorrow is a brand new day. You know, we know in the scripture, as it said, when your prayer is that no matter what I go through the night, but in the morning I know it's going to be joy. So that's a whole different day. So you can take the next day to find out exactly how you can be better. I have this thing, and I've shared it many times. I want to be the best version of myself. I'm not trying to be anybody else's version. I'm just trying to be the best version for me. And I work hard on that, and I ask you to do the same thing. Let's not blame the pandemic. We know it was challenging. It completely shut the world down. We know that because that was the first time all institutions had to shut down. So what we have to do now, as we move toward the endemic, that we have to keep in mind that we saw something happen. We experienced it. Let's come up with a way to have coping skills so in the future we'll know how to deal with it. And that's how important. Let me give a shout out to Demetrius Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out to D9 because they check us out. And then Kevin Smith, one of my former players, back when I coached long, long time ago. It's a lot of blue moons ago, I tell people. And he's joining us as well. And I thank you so much for taking time. So if maybe I was impacting his life. He comes now, and I know he's up in his 40, in his 40s, almost 50 years old. That's how long I've been in the game. I was in the game. And he's now checking us out and checking Coach Smith, they call me, out on this. So you don't know what impact you have in people's lives, so we have to make sure. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then say join Lisa Levine and Lorinda Smith as we chat about, is America struggling or striving? And we want to know, thriving. I want to make sure we say that right because there's a difference between striving and thriving. Yeah, don't I have another show on that. But we want to make sure we realize that it's all about seeing what's going on around you and your environment. And we have on about coping skills, but Lisa have shared several coping skills. But Lisa, if you allow me, these are some strategies I want to kind of share with those in there. I even shared my personal few that I work with. One that when I learned today, because, you know, I always go and get the blood pressure. You always cross your leg. They tell you not to cross the lead. They tell you.
Next time you're in a stressful situation at a doctor's office, left hand, guys, don't ask me why, and lift your left leg, especially if you're at the dentist.
You hear what you hear?
Don't ask me why.
There you go.
Not the right, and lift your left leg. You'll never gag again at the dentist. And
okay.
You'll breathe through your nose. And if you're at a doctor, if you're in a stressful situation, left side, not right.
Exactly.
Don't fly.
Exactly. It works. And you have some things that work for you. Sometimes we have to just take time and think about, again, that tool of assessing what happened from day to day allows you to do that. A couple of those strategies that I would like for you to use is, Lord, sometimes you have to lower your expectations. You got to realize that lowering your expectations is a common coping strategy. Sometimes we go into something and we want to, you know, that's like in sports. Everybody start off wanting to win a national championship, but a world championship or a high school championship or a middle school championship or a pee-wee job, but everybody don't win championships. So everybody has to learn to cope with not meeting your expectations. So realize that's important. So when you talk about reaching for the highest aptitude, that's what we want to make sure we do. But we have to set standards and take that in line. Ask others to help. Support. See, that's where I think a lot of us is not using. Ask people to help and assist you. It might require professional assistance. And some people don't want to do that, but you need it, so that's a strategy for coping. The next thing, you take responsibility for the situation. What we have been saying from the beginning, don't blame mental illness and mental health on the problems that we're encountering as an individual. Whatever you do, take the responsibility for your action. That's the way to cope with what's going on in your life. Engage in problem solving. Find out a way to solve your problem. And I feel Lisa jump in right there about problem solving.
Robin, I want to say a young football player died today.
Yes.
He was 26, being in Ferguson, and so a lot of the guys I work with were, you know, reaching out. That's what you're supposed to do. And then say, I'm sorry, I will always make time. Because I'm working with men who have a difficult time. There's a stigma on men, and guys, take the stigma away, men.
Yep.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel sad, angry, whatever the emotion is. You should never be ashamed, but, you know, anytime something has gone wrong, and there's been a lot of football players passed away, young guys, but they always reach out, I reach out. We have a very good support system. And I have to say, this is something I've not experienced before, and what did I say, almost 30 years of this. But that's a good feeling to me, I guess, that they trust me. I want to make sure you're okay. They want to, you know, checking in. It's so important. And I guess that's why my focus is now becoming more on doing therapy with males, because I do think there's a stigma. And I do think a lot of men could benefit from getting therapy. And you should ask for help. Maybe they're not getting the support at home. Maybe they don't have the support. Maybe they've been shamed just in general. Never feel ashamed if something is not right or if something's making you sad. You own your feelings. That's one thing I tell people. If you're sad because somebody died 5 years ago and you're having a moment, you have your moment.
Yeah.
You reach out. You cry. If it's an animal, a person, never feel ashamed, or especially when you lose somebody. Those are things you go through a grieving process. But if anyone ever tells you not to feel a certain way, then that person really should not be in your life. And sometimes I just listen to people. I don't give advice. I just sit and I listen and I let them vent. And I think that's very important, too, because I think sometimes people just need to get things off their chest.
Exactly.
It's not them, like, looking for advice at that moment. They're just in a upset moment. And you could be saving somebody's life. You could be saving their marriage. You could be saving them from making a mistake, or, you know, people get so mad and I'm going to tell this person off, or I'm not talking to my family anymore. It's like, wait, let's process this. Let's see what's going on before we react to it. And I always say that thoughts lead to feelings, lead to the reaction or the behavior. So keep that in mind. Don't be ashamed of anything. And you should create a lot of support, whoever that support is with. And if you don't have one, we will help you get one. Right, Dr. Lowe?
Yes, we will.
But never feel alone. I tell all the schools I'm at, they all know the staff that they need me to stay longer. They need me to listen. Kids, I always make sure that I do that, because you giving 5 minutes of your time could be making a complete change in somebody's life.
Exactly.
Of how they're feeling at that moment.
That's so important. And we have to realize that support coming, whether it's coming from family members or friends or professional support, it makes a difference, because it allows an opportunity to share this, or what's going on with you, with someone, just hear you. Sometimes we just want people to hear us.
Yeah.
We know you may not have the answer, because we don't have the answer ourselves, but we want you to be able to hear. And I always tell people, if you're not, you know, one of the most common things, I'm going to use, like, example, I don't know whether you encounter this, but not least of many others, you know, when you, in the morning time, you come across somebody first time, see them in the morning, you say, good morning, how are you doing? And they'll say, good morning, let me tell you how I'm doing. What is your reaction? I ask people, what would be you, would you just stand there and listen to them? Or you was asking them, because you know that's what we should do. But are you willing to want to hear how they're doing? Because if you're willing to do that, that means you're in support of what have come out of your mouth, which is, how are you doing? Because they want to tell you
because we all have challenges. We just don't know what occurred. Like I stated earlier, no matter what we go through in the turmoil and the challenges throughout the night, joy comes in the morning. You might be that joy for someone when you ask them, how are you doing? If you don't want to hear what's going on with them, maybe you should ask them how they're doing. You might just say, good morning. Have a truly blessed day. Keep moving if that's what you intend on doing. Some of the little small things we have in life would make our society so much better. It would help us. We talked about in May mental health awareness. How do you think that would help someone that when you ask them how you're doing about it and you take them, let me take a minute to hear what you have to say. You might can't help them. You might can't give them the best advice, but they was able to share that with you. So we have to look at it. Let me give a shout out to Anthony Starworth, who's joined us, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Delta Phi Sigma chapter, the fraternity and that chapter that is supporting WBSW Radio and all of the ventures that we have. So thank you so much, Brother Tony Starworth. Thank you. Lisa, we're going to kind of move our topics. And I just want people's opinion about it. And I want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll let you know you're live. You get a chance to chat with Lisa Levine and Lorinda Vincent. See, God is good. Let's talk about some of our crises and our issues. And I want to go to that border crisis. It's a little political, but I want to talk about it still because I'm going to repeat something I heard maybe through the news outlet. Every state now will become a border state because when individuals come in, they're bringing those individuals to your state. So is it a major crisis or not? What kind of effect will this have on the future of the United States? Well, it's noted that it's over 3 million people so far this year across the border and now are in cities around us. I have no problem with making sure we get an opportunity to come and live and have a chance to prosper. But I know eventually anything that happens is going to have a reaction to it. And whether we believe is a major crisis or not. See, I don't like to be on this show talking politics because some people don't like talking politics. And I'm not even talking about my car. I'm just talking about people in general. And I say I don't like talking because when I'm talking to them, it seems to be everybody have their mind already made up on every issue that is. They don't want to hear anybody else's side. I brought it up about it being a major crisis. I don't know what you think about it. I love to hear from you. But at this point, when we have a large number of individuals coming in, are our infrastructure capable of helping? Prime example, I'm gonna hit home with Lisa. When we had the pandemic, many individuals packed up and came from New York, the Atlantic coast, to Florida. Now, she can relate to that. You might not want to talk about that. We won't get on that border system. But she can relate because I heard her several times on our show say, you just don't, Dr. Lowe, Scarlett, y'all just don't know. There's so many people coming down here. And then the price for rental or buying property have shot up almost 200 and 300%. So that's, if you've been there and it go up 200 or 300%, and I'm being a little facetious with the numbers, but she know where I'm talking about. How would the large number of individuals come into your neighborhood or come into your community? What effects would it have? Will your government leaders and the government be able to have? And I just wanted her to just kind of share some of the anxiety, and I know she had some because she had to make some serious changes and thoughts of changes because of that. Lisa, you would like to share?
Issues that come with a move.
Yes.
from not being able to self-regulate and adjust to change. And I know change is hard, but when you make choices, you got to deal with the consequence of that, whether it's good or not good.
Got to make adjustments. And I wanted to kind of let her share that on that because it's important. I live down in Sunrise, and everybody, if you don't know, that's right west of Fort Lauderdale. I wasn't far from Boca Raton. I've been over to the university several times over there. So in regards to that, but it was, you know, it was a new, it was an eye-opening for me when I moved down there, and really liked it. I really enjoyed it. So see, God blessed me to come back up here where it's 102 degrees like it was today in Alabama when it's dry, very dry. Down there, at least it may be warm, but it's also, you know, you got the wind coming off the ocean sometimes. You might have rain like last 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It was an experience, but the flock of people, those people coming down, have to realize, first of all, why am I leaving New York? You ask yourself that question. Once you make that decision that I'm going somewhere new, then at least you need to be respectful for those individuals I encounter, because you're not the native and you're not the individual that live. You're just like any other visitor trying to make your home. So those are the kind of things, and that's why I said when we begin to get an influx of a lot of individuals coming in, we have to be able to have an infrastructure in place, whether it's our schools, whether it's our business, whether it's our housing market, or whatever it may be, we have to be prepared for it. And these day and time, a lot of times we're not prepared because we more, and this is just my opinion, might not be good, we are more reactive than proactive.
Yeah.
And when you react, that means you are lacking the opportunity to plan. Proactive means planning for me on what may happen. Reacting is it already happened and you're trying to change. I'm a person that believe in solution. If I'm going to exhaust my energy, I'm exhausted on solutions, not on the problem. And as I said in one of the focus topics was mental health and mental illness is being blamed for the problem. I don't believe in trying to blame somebody else. I believe in taking responsibility for my own actions. I'm sharing that because if we're going to make it, focus on putting a plan of action to be successful. Have those coping skills and strategies you can use to deal with everyday life. Making sure you understand that there's things happening around you and I can't change them, but you can be prepared to deal with them. I ask people to do that. And that's what we're talking about in tonight's show. Is America struggling or thriving? You have your opinion, and we share some things that may give you an idea of what our opinion is. But the bottom line is, let's work together. Let's respect each other. Let's be responsible and see a brighter future if we do just those two things. Lisa, we at the end of the hour. We're going 5 minutes over the time. So at this time, I want you to share.
I just want to say, I don't want people to think I just like, you know, it's not that. It's just coming down here so angry, and I guess I look at the teachers and I look at, there are a lot of positive things, but coming down here with that kind of attitude is not a good thing. And I think another thing that bothers us is they're living off of New York salaries in Florida, and then we're a tax, no state tax. And so it's affecting us because our salaries are different in Florida than New York. So a lot of us are struggling here. A lot of people are telling me it's not fair. We're struggling. It's a whole slew of things. So just be grateful. If you did relocate somewhere, be grateful. Learn to meet new people. Dr. Lowe's right. Say, hey, how are you? I know when I say, how are you, people, they think, oh, what did you just say? They get shocked. You don't have to like everybody, but we've lost a sense of respect in this country. And we're going to be, what do we say, Democrat, but whatever it is, let's have respect for one another. I listen to everybody's opinions. I don't shame or put anyone down. And I'm not saying you have to be like me or like Dr. Lowe, but just on a closing note, just try to work on being more respectful, show gratitude, work on I work on myself every day. I journal. I have two journals I take with me. You know, I write things down. You know, what went well, what didn't. Yeah, today wasn't the best day, but looking forward to see what tomorrow has to bring. Try to change the mindset up a little bit when you are feeling down. You know, because the world is different, right?
Right. I tell you, Lisa, it's been awesome tonight. We have shared some issues with people and offered them some opportunities for strategies and skills to address some of the things that may transform their thoughts about mental health and even mental illness. We just wanted to bless you with what God has blessed us with. As we get ready to close, I always tell you truly, truly, I love you all. That's it. I love you. And, you know, truly, truly, when I tell you that, all you can do is hopefully reciprocate it back to me, because it's coming from my heart, truly from my heart. And as we close out, hashtag responsible. That's always been the hashtag of this show and this radio station, responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Things gonna be tough, but keep on following God's plan and his will. And communicate for understanding. We have to make sure we're doing that. And it's a mindset. Set your mind on positive things. Set your mind on success. And I believe that we all will be all right. And the one I'm going to add, and I know Lisa had one, I want her to share that hashtag with her that she always share on the show, but hashtag respect. That is a hashtag we need to have at our forefront, the hashtag of respect. Lisa.
And how far we got this. I always say, hashtag we got this.
Come on, guys. Come on. We got this. We're going to make it do what it do. It's been awesome. It's been a blessing. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing all the wisdom and expertise with us. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. We're going to make it do what it do in 2 weeks. Get used to seeing this show on the Wednesday night, because we want to make it do what it do. We want to tell the truth. Is America struggling or thriving? Think about yourself. Are you a striver or a thriver? What you believe you are. As I said, truly, truly, I love you. And God has blessed me to be able to do this. And I'm looking into your eyes to tell you it's truly coming from my heart. So as we close out the show, I want you to keep in mind something I always say as we close the show out. I have an awesome and have an awesome host. She's not a co-host. We are hosts together. Thank you, Lisa Levine, and all of those individuals that join us. I always try to give shout-outs at the end. You know, Victoria's attitude is down from the Boca Raton and the Fort Lauderdale area. So she, you know, the place is, and it is. I've been there to tell you that. We give a shout out to Victoria's Attitude, Miss Bush EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Anthony Stalwart, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Kevin Smith, Demetra Besser from Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Bob and Smith, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Jolene West, thank you so much. Lauren Forbes. I'm sorry. Lauren Forbes. BJ Jefferson out of the state of Tennessee. Leslie. I'm going to make sure. Is this Washburn, Libby, thank you so much. Mom, thank you for joining us. And Jacqueline Davidson, you all have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We have the Love Cafe coming up. Y'all check me out, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to make it do what it do. Truly, truly, we're going to talk about that cafe where we can soothe your appetite. If it's your love appetite, what it is, we're going to soothe it with something kindly said. Have an awesome rest of the night. Be blessed. And truly, as I close out, I want to say this. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.
Thank you.